Top Massachusetts Republicans are standing by GOP congressional candidate Jeff Perry. Earlier this week, a woman strip-searched by a Wareham police officer when she was a 14-year-old in 1991 said Perry, then a Wareham police sergeant, stood by and did nothing. Yesterday, the Republican candidate for lieutenant governor, Richard Tesei, called Perry a strong candidate and said he's doing a good job explaining his role in the strip search. GOP gubernatorial candidate Charlie Baker is scheduled to appear with Perry at a rally tomorrow, and former Governor Mitt Romney and U.S. Senator Scott Brown continue to back Perry as well. To find out how voters are reacting to the controversy, WBUR's Fred Tice headed to the 10th District yesterday and spoke with several.
This week, Jeff Perry was hit with a bombshell. A woman who, as a 14-year-old girl, was strip-searched in Perry's presence in 1991, issued a statement saying he should not be in a position of power. But voters who supported Perry before stand by him now.
It wasn't him, number one, and it happened so many years ago, and why did she come out with it right now?
I think it's very unfortunate and all of that, but it doesn't involve the issues with the politics that are more important to me. It does speak to character. And, you know, hopefully anyone will have grown through mistakes of the past.
That's something that has been handled already. And there is no substantial proof that he was involved. He may have known about it, but that was a long time ago, so.
That was Nancy Beaton at a forum at Weymouth High School Wednesday night, Rose Kane on Plymouth's Main Street yesterday morning, and Paul Coletti from Hanson having breakfast at Nico's, a popular place in East Weymouth. At the same time, the accusations against Perry have confirmed Democrats in their opposition to him. Sitting at another table at Nico's were Bob and Jean O'Neill from Hingham.
Having read that, it certainly has made up my mind that I would not vote for Mr. Perry.
He did not admit this. He was forced to make this admission of his conduct in the past. And the fact that he covered it up for so long and... I think it was a form of negligence.
Two polls released early this week revealed the race is too close to call. Tomorrow, Perry will have another chance to measure his support at a rally in Dennis with the Republican candidate for governor, Charlie Baker. For WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.